Are you ready to be slapped by H-Town's finest? Sit down, shut up, and strap in, cause you're listening to H-Town Bitches with Brian, Pooh Bear, and Mimi on podcast.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, bitches. We're here again, H-Town Bitches, right here. We're on the podcast. Thanks for listening to us. We really do appreciate it. We have over 13,000 hits on our website. We really do appreciate that. Can y'all believe that, guys? 13,000 hits already?
Wow, it's the middle of the month.
That's a lot of fucking hits.
That's a lot. That's a lot. And we have a lot of people that are subscribers to us now, too. And a lot of people will just view us and actually put like a Facebook ad out. And we're on Facebook and we're on Google. So that was pretty badass. So we got a 50, yeah. We got like a credit with our internet web provider that gave us that option. That was pretty badass. Yeah, so, you know, I kind of put it out there. We have like 37 likes on Facebook. So look us up on Facebook. Look up H-Town Bitches and you'll see us on Facebook as well. Have your friends like us and go from there. Well, where we left off.
Brian, huh? I have a question.
Okay.
Fair. Can I ask Mimi a question?
Yes, you can start off with a question.
No, actually, I just want to do a feel-good segment because I'm feeling good right now. I was just going to go around the horn and see who's all feeling good. How was your day? How your week's been going since the last time we've all been on podcast together? What about you, Mimi? How you been?
I've been okay. Been busy. Work, kids, you know, all the good things. But everything is good. My week is going so far. I'm surprised I'm having a good Monday because I hate Mondays, but doesn't everybody? But I'm having a good day.
What about you?
Well, let's see. My week started off okay today. You know, I went to work today, and I'm fucking glad the rodeo's over. I mean, plain and simple. I like the rodeo and everything, but I'm glad it's over.
I bet you are.
I was stressed out.
Walking around all day in some boots and some tight-ass jeans. Who wouldn't be tired?
Okay, yeah. Girl, showing my piece through my jeans.
Hey, why did I... When I went to the carnival the other day, not to interrupt it, when I went to your spot to go park and take the bus, why one of your employees come with flip-flops and a soccer uniform?
Because it's volunteer.
I know, but I expect him to dress a little better than that. At least some tennis shoes or something. I don't know, flip-flops.
Were they Mexican?
No, it was white.
Oh, that's surprising.
Okay.
Exactly. Both of them having cowboy hats and cowboy boots.
They were not black.
Okay. The black people would have had some damn pink shoes on or some shit.
Oh, bitch, don't go there. First of all, the black person wouldn't even been there on some day. Like, whatever the fuck y'all had in concert, Ron Parsley or whoever the fuck it was. Bitch, and they had Janet Jackson.
That was Kiss.
I know many people on Facebook that said, I'm at the Janet Jackson concert, and they were all Negro.
Hello.
Okay.
Is it my turn? And Doug, move right along. And how was your week?
Oh, my week was great. I don't know if many of y'all do know, but it was Pooh Bear's weekend. It was my birthday. My birthday was celebrated on St. Patrick's Day, which is March
17th. Happy birthday, by the way.
Fucks out there who don't know. It's March 17th. It's the day that you can actually drink green beer and look normal. I guess people in Ireland are not the only ones who know how to fuck with a Lucky Charm. I can say that it was a great time. I had a lot of love. I'm not sure if most of y'all know or not, but I'm also a musician. I'm a drummer, and a lot of people from my church that I drum for showed up to show me some love, and I can say that my dude really put together a great package. He surprised me with a cake and taking me out and telling you I'd have to touch my wallet at all. It was a beautiful time. I really thank and appreciate and love him for that. And thank you for asking.
Well, I know I haven't talked to you, but happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Pooh Bear.
Thank you, DJ.
Girl, hello. That I DJ'd this weekend, but you know, that's different.
I'm with the DJ.
Yeah, you should play that song. I'm with the DJ,
bitch.
Right.
Okay, so let's move right on along and get to our questions today.
Okay.
So
are they out of line questions?
Yes,
are
they're out of line.
Oh, Jesus.
We got some crazy ones, so. All right, our first question, and we'll let Mimi start it off with this. What are your favorite things to do with your fingers?
Really? Say on me or on my man?
I says.
Okay.
Either or.
I like to rub feet. I like to rub his feet. I'm a good massager, and you can ask anybody. I'm not in a sexual way, but I could.
Who's getting more?
Girl, she'd be like on that damn website, whatever that is. I'm trying to think of the massage bait or some shit.
Whatever, but
giving the massage and then stroking the penis at the same time.
You should have never said nothing about feet.
I know.
Okay.
I think anybody's out there listening, I think y'all should all send her a picture of feet.
her email address.
We should have a contest for the best feet.
Yeah, we can do a concept. The best feet. Whoever has the best feet.
Whoever has the best feet, you send it to us. Send it to info.
Send it to Mimi.
Look, send it to info@htownbitches.com. info@htownbitches.com. That's the general mailbox. Send it right there. And your pictures of your feet. We'll get you on the show with us so we can talk about your feet.
And please, if there's corn. You're disqualified because I don't accept corns or calluses, ashy feet. No, I'm sorry.
So all you black, okay, all you black folk, put some lotion on your feet.
Cocoa butter.
Okay, and if you're white and you have ashy feet, that's just dried out. Go get you a pedicure.
Okay. I don't have ashy feet.
Mimi, I hope they start sending you like some funny pictures. Like, I hope they send something where like they speak like smushing a cake or like sipping on a soy and shit.
How do we get it on feet? And it's supposed to be with your fingers, girl.
Y'all the one who started it. But I give good massages.
Okay. Do you massage your pernerch too?
Pernerch? My pernerch?
Yeah.
I mean, I masturbate. Of course I do.
How many fingers you put in there?
Maybe two.
Okay.
So much more than.
Shut up.
Pooh Bear, your turn. What is your favorite thing to do with your finger? And I already know. I got a dirty mind. Okay. And it's not. It's all your fingers.
Finger.
On the back patio, the rip cord.
You now forgot father and refuse thy name. You are wrong for that.
I'm just playing with you.
But
I'm playing with you.
I do. Seriously, like, you use the fingers to do so much. Like, nose. You can correct your contact lens. You can dig here.
Really?
Get to the point, Pooh Bear. Get to the point.
Come on, Pooh Bear.
Fingers. I told you. Seriously, come on. I'm a dude, and I like to have fun with dudes. So, like, I finger them a lot. So, I like to finger my boy. I love my baby.
Do you touch his prostate?
Hell yeah.
Okay. The question. Do you fist him?
No, he does not play that, and I don't blame him because realistically. I don't think I could ever be in a relationship with somebody that likes to get fisted. I mean, how do you explain that to me?
Yeah, exactly. Please.
I mean,
so that means
talking about I just saw your boyfriend on some site called, what was the name of that site? Fisting?
fisting101.com.
And if you date a guy, that you put your whole fist in there, he'd be with many guys. I think he'd get tested.
Not only that, but no, seriously, with fisting, you don't understand. Like, you can sit there and go on, like, some of these sites, like XTube and shit like that, and just look at it. And they sit there and they, like, literally, like, you can, I don't see how anybody can be in a relationship with those people, like, that are really into that. They are more like your fetishes, just like your feet thing. They're like a fetish, seriously. You sit there and you put your fist next to somebody's hole. I mean, how can you sleep next to them the next? Bitch, I can respect you. You took my whole arm.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
But you know what? My feet is not my fetish, though. I don't know how y'all say it's my fetish. It's not my fetish.
Oh, because we said what should I do with fingers. Sorry. You're right. Fingers, fetish, fucking, fisting.
It's all good.
Yeah, but that's not my fetish, though.
What's your fetish?
Smooth balls.
Huh?
I'm sorry?
Smooth balls.
Smooth balls.
I don't like no hair on the balls. I like a nice smooth ball.
Thank you for telling us what Big Papa has. Smooth balls.
Smooth balls.
No, honestly, I want to know, do most girls think like that?
I don't know, but I think like that because...
Girl,
I mean, let me tell you why, because when I go down on my Big Papa, I don't want hair in my mouth.
Girl, so he has to go out the...
Yep.
Put your dildo down. Who put your vibrator away?
And the same way, that's the same way as a female. If a man goes down, a male don't want no hairy coochie in their mouth.
Nope.
Exactly. They want a nice smooth cooch, and I know my cooch is smooth. And if I'm gonna go down on my man, it gotta be nice and smooth down there. That's just me. I don't want hair in my mouth. I don't want to be in the middle getting head. I'm like, hold on a second. I'm pulling a long string hair out of my mouth.
I got something stuck in my throat. Can I get some water?
Yeah, go ahead.
Brian, that's a little
girl,
different.
She said, yes, go ahead. She didn't even get what we were talking about. Girl, whenever you have a hair and you have a hair in your throat and you have to get that water, girl, to get that hair down your throat.
I'm going to tell you, want some water.
But guys are different. Guys like hair. Well, you know, some do, some don't.
No, you like hair. You like bears, bitch.
You like me.
Before y'all start charging me up, let me say this. Yes, true enough, I do like what I like. But at the same time, most all dudes that I have ever seen on the gay community, they are more into guys that have a little bit more hair. People love to look at eye fuck the people that don't have hair. Like, the ones that don't have hair
the
are
twins.
Usually always your models that sit up there dancing in the club shaking their dick for a dollar. Those are the ones that don't have hair a lot of times. But your normal, regular, everyday Joe, they all have hair. And I have not ever once just a guy really being that particular a guy hairy.
Oh, excuse me.
But for a girl, I can understand more picky than that. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I was asking
Mimi. Like, seriously, do girls think like that? Because I want to know.
I just don't want to go down there, like he pulls it out, and I'm seeing like a big bush of hair. And I'm like, really? You want me to suck that with all that hair? I don't like that. I don't want to be in the middle of giving him head and pulling hair from my mouth. No, if you want me to put my mouth on that, you got to shave it. That's just me.
I have a last statement for this conversation about that, and that is a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Moving on.
Girl, I didn't even get to answer the fucking question because y'all just went on with 15 minutes worth of the damn question.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brian. You're next.
What I like doing with my fingers is, I like fingering people. That's fucking hot. That is hot. When you finger somebody,
yes,
you're making out with them or sucking on their dick and fingering them at the same time. Ooh, those boys would be all over there. I like doing that with my fingers.
And it's true. A boy knows what a boy likes and a girl knows what a girl likes.
That's true. Mimi can't say anything.
I can't.
Oh, well. No, hell no. All girls are sexual. I don't care. A girl to sit there looking at another girl in a damn dressing room and see her titties all poking out and be like, girl, you have some nice titties.
Especially me with asses, because I don't have an ass. I don't. People say I do, but I don't. But when I go to, like...
Excuse me?
Like go to the gym.
I will post a picture of Mimi's ass on Facebook. On our website to show you she has an ass.
I do not have an ass. But anyways, let me finish my story. And I was like using a restroom, and I was coming out to go back to the gym because I had to use the restroom in the middle of time or working out. Anyway, and I saw this girl. She was like, you know, washing her hands, and I told her, I'm not trying to defend you or anything, but you got a nice butt. And she's like, oh, thanks. I said, yeah. She said, girl, all you gotta do is get on that step, and you'll have a butt just like mine, because I never had a butt. It wasn't too big. It wasn't small. It was just perfect. It was a nice little hump, and I like that. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of girls with nice, thick asses, but that's too much ass. I don't want that big ass. I want a nice, firm butt, and I do check girls out, especially with butts. I check them out.
Wow. That's... Right. Well, girls do that to each other. I'm telling you, girls can be butt ass naked, coochie dripping, and be like, "Girl, you have nice
dripping." Okay, and if a dude, if we're in the fucking shower and we said, "Dude, you have a nice ass or a nice fucking dick," you'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Showers.
Well, I don't take showers there, but I've seen over where I worked out a lot of Asians there, and they don't give a damn. They're walking butt naked in there.
Okay, hold on. Whatever. Do they have sideways coochies?
It's awful. First of all,
I'm just playing.
That's some of the most best sex that people ever talk about. I cannot talk about it because I have not had one. But it's Asian. They say Asian is some of the best you could ever do.
Okay, let's put it this way. I had an Asian dude before.
Dude, guy.
And little, you know, huh? He was little, but when he came, please tell me why his cum tastes like soy sauce.
Soy sauce, wow.
Yeah, I spit that shit out. I was like, ugh, bitch, where's the rice?
Where's the rice? Oh, moving on, next question. You know what, this is what I really want to discuss, because me and my baby used to always have a discussion about this. And this is all on the same topic. How about what's better, straight porn or gay porn?
Gay.
I like straight, but I like lesbian. Because men porn, like gay porn for y'all, it don't turn me on.
Gay porn for me, seriously, until you start getting into specific genres, don't ever turn me on. A straight porn can always attract me, only because... Mm-hmm. I love one position, and I love it when the man is fucking the bitch doggy style, and when he's missionary, because you can always see his ass opening and closing and his balls.
Hello. But I have to say, I like gay porn better. I don't know. I mean, I can probably get off to like fucking in a straight, you know, like straight porn wise, but whenever I watch gay porn and do my own thing, girl, it just makes me fucking go crazy.
Really? No, straight porn for me.
I'm sorry, and Richard would argue me to the point. He really like almost like so pissed off at me sometimes when I talk about it. But it is. I'm sorry. Straight porn just attracts me more because the dude is more realistic about what they're doing, and gay porn, it gets to be they try to make it so fucking stupid all the time with like all these different talks and conversations, the most cheesiest shit. And it's always the same looking type of boy that's always getting fucked. Like, until I start getting into genres, like I could sit there and watch porn, Delivering with the Bears. That will turn me on.
Deliver with the Bears.
Yeah,
because
he likes people with hair. So Delivering with the Bears.
I like thick ass dudes with hair because they're real ass men to me. Like the people that sit up there, eat pizza, drink beer, and be the same one. I'll cut your ass the fuck out. I like those type dudes. So that's me. Mm-hmm. And so I like a guy to sit down there. I could go and watch a fucking football game with. I could sit there and get busy with on the fucking basketball game or whatever. Richard, he's not that much into sports, but Richard does enough that he covers that. And so in every element and anything I'm looking for in a relationship dealing with him, as far as that goes, attraction-wise and mental-wise, he's that. And he is that type of built type of guy. He's not fat. He's not skinny. He's hairy. He's deep in size. He looks like he's a pizza beer drinking type of guy.
Is your man black or white?
Oh,
hold on. Okay. Come on now. I gotta stop it right here.
No, but she don't know.
Mimi.
She really don't know.
I don't know.
Mimi.
I don't know. Your man
don't
know. I don't know.
Fine. Mimi does not know, so you really have to break that
okay,
in.
Okay, girl. He likes white boys and Hispanic only. He does not like the chocolate. He might be chocolate, but Doug is a big old white boy in the middle of a black man's body.
And it's not the fact that I don't like black dudes. It's the fact of this. I'm attracted to certain type of black dudes. And it's not about the prettiest one or the one that's acting more thug. It's just their complexion can do it. Like, I like that kind of reddish complexion of a black dude. Somebody that looks like, you know, they are mixed.
Those big boys.
Yeah, I like
those.
Oh, yeah, he does. If you're over 200 pounds, bitch, you get my Doug.
But don't feel bad because I only date white boys. I'm being one Mexican only, and that was it. First and last. And everybody said, oh, you haven't met the right Mexican guy. Oh, no, they're all the same. Cheaters, liars, and hypocrites. I'm not. I don't date my race either, so don't feel bad.
I know
how you feel.
You leave it in storage. Yeah. I know that. I know they fuck up a phone bill. I know that.
Yeah.
Hey. What is it? Yeah. Once you go black, your credit goes whack. Once you go white, your credit's all right.
There you go.
Girl, Doug got him a house now, girl. His credit is right.
Okay.
Bitch,
I'm really happy with the person I have. And it's not that so much as I'm trying to act like I'm racist or something. Like I'm just not attracted to black dudes. Like I'm stereotyped. No, I'm not.
Your mailbox is full.
Yeah.
Well, everybody already commenting. Your mailbox is full, bitch.
Are you serious? Okay. I just want people to know that I'm not a racist. I like different people, and I like different types of people for different types of things. And more, but I can honestly say that in sexual contact, I get a stronger pull from the white and Hispanic audience than I ever do from black. And when I do get pulled from black, I'm a top. I'm not no bottom like that. It's always the black dudes want to fuck me, and that's not about to happen.
Amen. Hey,
dick.
Bitch, girl, those white boys too.
My boy's hung too, just like a black man. Believe me, I know.
Oh, my boy, baby, my boo is hung. Trust me,
girl. Like it slaps you in the face.
Oh yeah, he has a very decent size dick. I have never had a complaint about his dick. Never. And to be truthfully honest, it's the only relationship I've ever been versatile in.
Ooh, gonna be a bottom. Take that dick, bitch.
Yeah.
No, we tried that and I get upset. I don't do well with the slapping and the hitting shit. Now, I can dish it. Brian can attest to that. I can do the hitting and the slapping and controlling
shit. Excuse me?
I'm saying you can confess. I said you can admit to that.
All right, let me cut your mic off. I'm just playing.
No, Brian's been with me in situations like that where I'm like, you know, sitting up there and I'm the aggressive type. He just
Please don't talk about our threesomes. Please do not talk about our threesomes.
Oh, threesomes. You just brought it up.
You
got
joking, y'all. Brian
is
just playing.
No, I'm not.
Shut up, bitch!
I think the audience wants to know what's up with the threesome.
No. Time out. The first time I met my ex, me and Pooh Bear decided to go out that night and get really fucked up. I mean, like, really fucking trashed. We went down to Montrose. This is when I lived in, I think, Conroe. Yeah, Conroe. Bitch, I met my ex, right? And that day, we're going to have a threesome with him. So, like, we're all talking to him, you know, and, you know, my ex already sucked me off and shit like that. So, it was, like, nothing to it. So we tell Pooh Bear, you know, if he wants to join, bitch, please tell me why Pooh Bear got sick and started throwing up. I said, bitch, don't throw up on my carpet. Here's a pan. Bitch, you better hover over that damn commode, ho, and left him there, bitch. I went in there and fucked. He left, and Pooh Bear still his head in the toilet.
I was fucked up. That was a bad experience.
No threesome that night, huh?
Nope.
Not for him. There's more to the story that he don't even know about, but moving right along. Ooh. Oh, man. I had some fun times with our Pooh Bear. I swear. We had some fun times in Austin, in fucking, like, all these damn cities. Oh.
Woo. We really know how to go out and make and get to know our area.
Hello.
And that's what I call it. Moving on.
Okay, moving on.
Number two.
Are you satisfied with the shape of your tongue?
Hell yes.
Okay. For someone that's not lesbian or bisexual, yes. she loves her tongue.
No, excuse me. I use my tongue when I give my man head. Thank you very much.
Okay, like when you give him head, girl, do you like stick your tongue out so you can lick the balls at the same time you're deep throating?
When I lick the balls, I stroke him while I lick the balls, and then when I give him head, I like to, not twist, but twirl my tongue around his head. It's like, makes his toes curl when they do that. And he's like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, fucking you? And he's like, don't stop. Keep on doing it. And I'm like, okay. And so every time I go down on him, you know, I like move my tongue up and down when I'm going down. Like, you don't need to move my head down. But I go, yeah, I use my tongue.
Listen to Mimi on some dick sucking.
Dick sucking 101 with Mimi.
You watch.
The regulations.
What Big Papa hears this, he'd be like, what the hell are you talking that crap out there?
I know he is.
I tell you. Yeah, I'm going to be in trouble too. Don't worry about it.
How are you talking about?
Doug knows what I'm talking about. It's like when you're sucking dick and you deep throat it, if you lick their balls at the same time, that it's in your throat.
Oh, I can do that.
Girl, those boys just...
Oh, you can deep throat?
Oh, yeah, I can deep throat.
Who you think got a better gag reflex, men or girls?
I don't know, because I never seen guy give a head. I only could see girls. And so far, to me, a girl could do it better than a guy. But that's just my opinion. I never seen a guy give a guy a head.
Girl, I need you to go on X2 immediately.
Okay.
I can't right now.
Okay, bitch. Okay, that's everywhere. Bitch, you could just be on a site. You could be on Yahoo. And bitch, you'll see a dick sucking circ somewhere. If President Clinton did it.
Okay, if he did do it.
He did.
I know he did. He lied about it, then he came out.
Who did who? Oh, you mean Bill Clinton?
Yeah, with Monica Lewinsky, girl.
Oh, yeah, she gave him that. He hit that, too.
Baby, I know he hit that. There's no way. You just not going to get head and not fuck no pussy.
Okay.
Hello. You know he tapped the bottom out of that bitch.
And I think he hit that many times.
I think, well, you know, I go say as many, many. I would say it happened a couple. I think you can count on one hand how many times it happened. But like I said, I know that he did it. And the only way you do not get pussy from a situation like that, especially with a girl doing it because she wants to do it, is if you're paying for it.
Yeah.
That's prostitution. He didn't pay for that pussy. He didn't pay for no head. He got the head for free. Therefore, she automatically, if she gonna suck a dick, she'll rot one. Ain't no way.
Okay. Because I know if I suck a dick, I'll ride one.
And he did suck too, so it's all right.
Ooh wee! Oh my goodness.
Okay, see. Brian, do you like your song?
Hell yeah! And the boys that I've been with, when I eat their ass, bitch, they love my tongue.
Ooh,
bitch, spread them open wide. What you do is you prop up the ass with your hand, girl. You prop up the ass with your hands, and you take the crack with your thumbs, and you pull it apart, and you have that ass is up, girl, and just get all deep up in that shit.
Question.
Hell yeah, I love the fuck out of my tongue.
Question. Now, do you rather have smooth crack or hairy crack when you lick them? Because I know a lot of guys out there have hairy cracks.
I mean, if the boy's fine as fuck, I don't give a fuck.
Okay,
he's ugly,
baby.
Girl. If he's the ugly, boy, he ain't going to get his ass cracked.
No, I don't lick that crack. I don't like to lick ass crack, and I don't want my ass crack to get licked. I know one time I was with this dude, he tried to lick my crack. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And he's like, I'm licking you. No, you can lick my cooch, but you ain't licking my asshole.
Why?
I don't like that. Why? I don't, I don't like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of straight boys up there talking about you defiling my manhood by playing with my booty hole. Shut the fuck up.
Those straight boys love the fuck out of that girl. No, the straight boys love they're the worst ones that love their ass fucking being eaten.
Oh, yes, they do. Uh-huh. And let me tell you, this is the one thing about it, too, about eating ass, is that, like you said, whether it's hairy or smooth, it don't depend on none of that shit. We just need to look at your face. If your face is cute, that's all I need to know.
Thank you. Bitch, your ass about to get eat. I'm about to let you fuck me, and I'm going to suck your dick.
Even the ugliest person can have one of the best-looking asses. It don't matter. As long as your face is attractive, a man will do anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If a man likes your face and your body,
and especially Mexican men from Mexico, they like to get their dick sucked by a gay man.
Hell yeah. I think every single Mexican dude is bisexual.
Yes, because I know plenty of cooks that I know that I had a gay friend where I used to work at, and they said, oh, I'm not gay. I said, well, to me, my opinion, you're gay if you let a guy suck your dick. It's simple as that. Or bisexual.
No. That's don't make you gay.
Mexicans don't think that they gay if they get their dick sucked by a dude or if they fucking a dude. Because all of that is, they feel like they just doing it because that's the way that, you know, that the man wants to be a woman, so they just helping them along with that. I don't know how Mexicans think about it in their head, but they just don't realize that you are fucking a man and you are letting a man suck your dick. That is not a señorita on her fucking knees. That is a señor. Okay?
That's what I mean. They think that if they get their dick sucked, they're not gay. But
they think they're a man.
If you're letting a guy suck your dick, then you must be attracted to him because you're letting some dude suck your dick.
And you able to fuck him? You able to stay hard and fuck him in the ass? The fuck out of here. Can you sit there and convince me of that bullshit? I know damn straight that if it's a hairy ass man bending over, and if I'm attracted to women, my dick will not get hard. I'd be like, bitch, get up, get the fuck out of my face. I know you don't like, I don't like you like that. I don't. You're ugly, you're disgusting. You're fuck. But if it's somebody that's in front of me and they're getting my dick hard, that means I'm attracted. And if it's a hairy ass, fat ass man that's bending the fuck over and your dick is hard, that means you like fucking a dude.
Okay.
Shut up, Brian. they like. Oh yeah. I think I'm more of a bottom than versatile. So it's like, I don't know. It feels weird when I fuck, but I did it a couple times. I know you're top Pooh Bear.
Oh, we were talking about tongues. I love my tongue.
Okay. I love how you always get sidetracked talking about sex all the time.
Okay, I love my tongue. My tongue does damage, bitch. It really does. I can say that my tongue loves to explore. If I'm in the right mood, the right state of mind, I can fuck your world up with my tongue.
Oh. And we got to talk about our question that we had a viewer.
Oh, that's right. You said we had a viewer.
Our viewer left us a question that or a topic we wanted to talk about.
How many minutes do we have left?
Let's see.
Are we live?
No, we're not live. We have 35 minutes left. We're at 35 minutes, so we got 25 minutes left.
Okay. Well, so, let's say it's for like the last 10 minutes of the question.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's going to be funny, but just remind me because I will forget.
So just mark it down at 15 minutes.
Okay. Oh, this is a good one. What was one of your dreams last week? And we'll start off with Pooh Bear. And please tell me the same one you told me.
Oh, which one was it? Start me off.
Your birthday. And you started, Richard started.
Don't give me the hint. I'm trying to catch on.
Richard started the house. You wanted to have sex with you, and then you just ended up jacking off, or he jacked you off, or whatever. Girl, oh, this dreaming girl passed
out. I'm not telling a story. You trying to get me slapped. Hell no. I do have a dream that I remember, though.
Okay.
You know what the most fucked up the most fucked up dream is when you know that you're sleeping and you're in the middle of a situation. I don't care if you're getting chased by a robber or a cop or something, and something happened to wake you up and you roll over. Now, in your mind, you know that you were dreaming this shit. So, do you go to sleep and try to continue that dream? You know what I'm talking about? I'm the only one.
No, I know what you're talking about.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you try to go back to sleep and try to get back in that dream?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bitch, I got some dreams. I tried to get back in. Ooh. But
Louis Weekend or TBRU dream?
Both. But actually, I haven't had that dream. No, I remember certain sexual dreams a lot. Like, I can remember them, and I had them years ago. And, like, one of my major dreams was with that fine-ass motherfucker off of wrestling. What was his name?
The Rock?
Not The Rock. Rey Mysterio.
Mm.
I cut for some Rey, baby. Rey was fine. Ooh, he was
He's
fine.
Still wrestling.
Yes, he is, baby. All them goddamn tattoos. That was a fine-ass Mexican. And I used to like Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
He was just all
Kurt Angle. Yeah, until he shaved his head. He looked like a psychopath shaving his head. Looked like a serial killer.
I don't give a fuck what they say. Wrestling is made for gay people because they be doing so many damn things. And all you see is two masculine-ass, hot-ass bodies pressed up against each other.
And wearing those little bitty-ass little...
And they be sitting on each other's faces, chasing each other's ass and balls and crotch and shit.
No, I like the other one, the fighting one. What is that one?
Oh, UFC?
UFC, girl. Woo, there's some hot-ass motherfuckers in there. They wrap their legs around their face.
Oh, yeah, they are a lot of fine-ass white boys.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, some fine white boys on that show. But anyway, that's my dream. I feel the dream that I remember having specifically last week was the one where I was driving on the freeway, and it just so happened it was like something like a fucking ramp or something was there on the shoulder of the road, and I went over the damn ramp and I ended up in the ocean. And they say that if you die in your dream, you die in your sleep. Let me tell you, that's a lie because I died in my dream.
And you were reborn again.
I died in my dream, and I did, and I woke up. I'm sorry. So whoever said that fucked up ass myth, lie. You do not die in your sleep if you die in your dream. I just want to put that out there.
I heard that if you fall off the cliff and you hit the ground, you die.
I've been having those a lot when I'm like last week, like I was like in the park with my kids, and like for like riding bicycles, right? And then like. Yeah. We went to this, like, kind of like, I'm going to say like a river or something. And it was like a bridge, and it don't look steady. And I was like, don't get on the bridge. And my kid's like, no, it's okay, Mommy. We've been on this bridge many times. And, like, literally, I felt like when I was riding my bike on the bridge, I really felt that, like, the movement. And I literally felt over the bridge. And tell me I jumped out of my dream, and I was freaking out because... As soon as I jumped out of the dream, when I was falling looking at like a big rock. And as soon as I was about to hit that rock, and I jumped. I just jumped out of dreams. It's like minutes away to hit that rock, and I was freaking out. I don't know where that dream came from. I was like, I didn't ride no bike for my kids that day. I went to no park with those kids that day. I was freaking out. I went to go sleep in my oldest daughter's room. I was like, I don't know what the hell. That scared the crap out of me.
Do you wake up screaming and shit like that?
Sometimes.
I have.
Sometimes.
Now, you in a relationship, so this is a question I got, because that's funny as fuck to me. Well, how does Big Papa act when you do that? Does he look at you and roll the fuck back over? Does he make sure you're all right? Or does he just answer you with some solid answer like, oh, okay?
So one time I had a nightmare, right? And I was sleeping at his house that night. And I had a nightmare that somebody was trying to kill my mom. And then, like, I was trying to go chase this guy. And he was, like, running after my mom with this big knife. And every time I was trying to grab him, I felt like I was pulling away. And then when he was about to stab my mom, I literally jumped out, like, screaming. It's like bloody murder. And I woke him up, and he was screaming, like, what the hell? And I was like, please.
I thought he wanted to stop the statue away.
But okay. I couldn't see. I was like, like, I literally could not breathe. And he's like, what the hell's wrong with you? And he's like, what the hell are you screaming for? He's scared the shit out of me. He was cussing me out. And I was starting crying. And when he's like, what is wrong? Like, after he yelled at me, he's like, what's wrong? I was like, I had a nightmare that my mom was getting stabbed. I got to call my mom. It was nearly like 4 in the morning. It's 4 in the morning. I don't care. I need to call my house. And I was calling my house. My mom would pick up, but she didn't pick up. But the next morning, I talked to her, and I'm like, okay, you're okay. And she's like, what happened? So I told her what happened. Girl, you need to stop watching scary movies before you go to bed. I don't watch scary movies. So,
stop eating fucking sandwiches.
Does that do it? If you eat sandwiches for real?
Yeah, okay, because when you eat like that, that's sometimes when you eat, you get nightmares if you eat heavy.
Really? That's what I heard, too. Yeah. They said that if you eat, like, greasy food, you have nightmares.
Well, if you're eating directly before you lay down, like, if you're sitting up there and, like, you're right now in your, wherever you're at in your house, you're mm-hmm. sitting up there and you're eating, and like I said, you're eating, like, this hamburger or something. Mm-hmm. Now, the moment you get done with that hamburger and, like, fries or something, it gets you really, really full, and you lay down, they said you're supposed to have a nightmare.
See, that's what I heard too. And I was like, huh, maybe that's what happened to me. Because, see, his mom loves to cook late because his dad goes to work and he comes home late.
Yeah.
And so she likes to cook. And she's like, are you hungry? I'm like, no, not really. I forgot what she cooked that day. She cooked something dry. Oh, well, she cooked fried popcorn shrimp, like homemade popcorn shrimp. And she made that. And I was like, okay, I'll just have a little bit of that and a little bit of the waffle french fries. And then she made cornbread with it, too. So I was like, okay, I'll have one. And I said, I shouldn't be eating this late because we're about to lay down. And I didn't want to be rude to his mom because his mom cooked all his food. She always cooked. And so I ate that. And I said, well, let me wait a little bit. And he's like, well, I don't know what but you, but I'm going to go lay down because he was really tired. And I was like, okay, we'll watch a movie. So we're watching a movie. We passed out. We passed out and everything, and that's when I had that nightmare. So, maybe that's what it was. I know not to eat greasy food before I go to bed.
Yeah, that stuff really does exist. Damn, hello, AJ. That stuff really exists.
Scream like I'm dead. Can you scream like I'm, please? Please scream like I'm, please. Okay.
Okay. Well, now pumpkin head. Well, now pumpkin head.
Okay.
No, but that back to that dream thing, that is so funny because another friend of ours, mutual party, y'all know that D Brown, he had a nightmare like that too, and it was funny because he woke up screaming, and his partner looked at him and said. And I'm sorry, D Brown jumped up out of his bed. It was like breathing hard as hell, and he screamed. And then his partner rolled over and said, "What's going on?" And he said, "Oh, I figured it's had a nightmare." His partner turned over and through the cover of it and said, oh. I mean, how are you supposed to feel about that? Are you supposed to feel like, you know, like mad? Are you supposed to feel like pissed off because he turned over?
I would be pissed off. If Papa would run over, like, go to bed, ran over, I was like, you don't fucking care. You don't fucking care that I had a bad nightmare. And when you have a nightmare, because this plenty of times when he has stress at work and he, like, wake up flipping out, I'm like, are you okay? You doing okay? Do you want something to drink? You know, are you okay? You know,
I'm not that compassionate.
I'm very
compassionate. You're compassionate.
Okay.
Yeah, you're very compassionate.
I am. I love giving kisses. I love giving hugs and everything. And he's the opposite, but he's breaking the shell of doing that, you know? And I'm like, you know, I said, oh, you care? You just roll over. Don't care about my dream. He's like, babe, you're still alive. You're okay. That's not the fucking point. The point is you just hug me and tell me you're okay. You know, everything's okay.
Right,
I said, okay, next time when you have a nightmare, Sean will roll over and say, go pick your ass back to bed. It's just a goddamn nightmare.
And that's exactly, like, you don't even have to say that. Just be like, oh, and then roll over.
Roll over.
It's like, oh.
Every time he has a bad nightmare, I always, are you okay? You all right? You want something? Do you want some water? Or, you know, like, you want to sit up for a little bit? You know, because, you know, I worry about him, you know? And he's like, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. And when I'm not, what does it mean? He's like, go to bed if you're all right.
We got to move on. We got to move right along because we're taking too long on this topic. Because we got to get to our listener topic right now. Because we only have, like, 14 minutes left. 13
minutes.
We're not
on the list.
I said the last. No, we got two more minutes left.
Oh, I still got to talk about my dream. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. So I'm saying you got to talk about tumor.
Well, it was.
Have any of y'all ever. Hold on. Wait a minute. Have any of y'all ever been slapped the shit out of
in a dream?
In the middle of sleeping?
No.
Okay. I guess.
Mine was, I was at the rodeo, and I picked up this cowboy, and we went back to his trailer, and we fucked.
It was
pretty hot. Like, we met at the rodeo, and we were all talking and everything, and I seen his dick print through his damn pants, his tight-ass jeans. He's like, you like that? I was like, oh, hell yeah. And then we, like,
he's trying to fucking star in a porno.
Okay. went back to his damn trailer, his horse trailer girl that has a little sleeper in the front of it. And we fucked.
You should have sat along
here. Girl, I was riding him like I was riding on a bucking horse or something.
Did you have some chaps on when you buckle him?
Oh, you know I did, girl. I was wearing chaps. With a cowboy hat and cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, girl. I had some spurs on and I was kicking the shit out of him. He made him jump.
Baby, and the greatest shirt, I'm telling you. I bet you had one of the most colorful ass shirts. The shirt, one of them old kicker shirts that have, like,
it wasn't old. It's the new
blue and purple all in it with some black spots and shit.
New ones. Not the old ghetto ones, because it wasn't no old man, bitch.
You know how the kickers used to dress in Aldine District don't play.
Why are you trying to hate on Aldine District?
I just said because those are... Bitch, I went to a white school, so you can't tell me shit. But I know when I went to my high school in Aldine District, bitch, what I do know is this. I know that those kickers used to always dress. They used to always sit there and wear them shirts that had, like, an extra flap on the back. The back shirt and shit. They all had, like, purple and blue, like hyper-color type shirts that have black dots and shit that button all the way down. And y'all sit there and wear them skin-tight-ass pants that you couldn't even fucking sit down in. I mean, shit,
that
I don't even know how y'all raised y'all legs.
That's so shit starts that you put your fucking foot in and it goes...
Okay, bitch, like you're picking up some plywood and shit.
Like, hello, you gotta ride with the tight-ass jeans and your starch, so...
You got on fucking, like, okay, just wearing sandpaper. Fuck that.
God.
But it makes everybody look hot. Their ass shows, their front shows. I mean,
and not all kickers have ass. There are certain boys that do have an ass. and the ones that do, for some reason, all sing.
Were you at the rodeo?
No, if they don't have an ass, if they don't have an ass, they have a dick. If they don't have a dick, they have an ass.
I know some that have both.
I know, I have some too. I know some have both too.
I mean, like, really, if a kicker, back in my day of school, the kickers were like, some of them were fucking like, you know what I'm saying, like rail thin. They have nothing in the front nor the back. Them bitches are like a big ass, like, I don't know.
Toothpick.
Okay. The stupid with chaps on. Okay.
Okay, let's move right along. All right. We'll get off my dream. Let's move right along, right along. So
now
we got this. They clicked the contact form on htownbitches.com and they submitted their name and what they wanted us to talk about as a topic. And thanks to my sister Corey for sending in the topic. But he said, what would you do if you're fucking another dude, like, say, like in your gay relationship, or a guy's fucking a girl in the ass and they pull out and there's shit on their dick? What do you do?
Ew. I will step outside, let them do their own thing, because I do not want to smell no shit.
In the gay world, especially from my soulful H-Town bitches that I know personally around the Houston area, we call that when somebody paint or does a Picasso. And when
I was playing Pictionary earlier, and that was one of my things. I had to draw Picasso. I should just put some shit on some dick.
And wait a minute. And when this situation arises, when it comes about, the proper tactic is this. You are to take their finger and you are to put it back towards their ass like you're trying to be sexual, and you're going to rub their finger till they crack and you tell them to smell that.
Disgusting, bitch.
Wow.
But also, you got to remember this, that when you're doing anal sex dude to dude like that, when a guy's getting fucked in the ass, that really, as much as you think that we're pumping in and we're pushing air, like how you know how, and don't act like
queefing, girl, like they queef.
Bottom fart. Bitch, fuck that. We don't queef. You fart.
No,
okay?
I'm talking about girls.
Oh, girls queef. But yes, but at the same time, when the dick has been inserted and it's going inside, it's also creating a vacuum and pulling shit out.
That's why you're supposed to douche.
It's a lot more than just douching. You have to really be comfortable with your whole personally to properly be prepared for sex in a gay lifestyle, because it takes a lot of maintenance. A person just does not automatically stay clean. You can't. You have to force people shit. We do it, you know, constantly and normally because we're all humans, and everybody that even exists on this planet does it. It's some form of fashion. But at the same time, like I said, when you're fucking an asshole with a dick, it creates a vacuum. Yeah. You're pushing in air and you also taking stuff out. Like, you're not taking anything out, but you're causing things to come towards you. And so when that happens, the only thing that you can really do is just take your dick out. If you like the person, you're going to clean them up. Oh, God, forgive me.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not going to say nothing about Austin.
You have to do that. You have to do that. If you're into that person, you have to get out of your pride and go and, like, grab a proper towel, grab a toilet paper. Whatever the mess calls for, and you can hand it to that person. But let me tell you, I've been known to wipe it for them because I don't care.
Yeah, you get a baby wipe out and go, shh.
Baby powder.
Yeah, especially if after a bar fuck or something like that. After a bar fuck, man.
After
I'm
a ripcord fuck? After a ripcord fuck?
Wait a minute, bitch. Don't try to call me. I'm not talking about fucking in a bar.
No, I'm not talking about bringing somebody home from ripcord.
Yeah, bring somebody home from ripcord. If you're into them like that, you won't mind sitting up there doing that shit because you're playing back there anyway. That's like the same thing with a girl. If a girl just got off her period, if a dude is so, like, into their pride where they can sit there and help you wipe that stuff off so you can get, so you can eat it out or fuck it better or whatever the fuck y'all
do. What they do is take a shower. You got about 15 minutes to
eat. I always bring wipes, and I don't let no guys wipe me when I'm up here because guys wipe, they, when they wipe it, they wipe too hard. I'm like, oh, wait. Just wipe me some toilet paper. Give me the wipe me. I can do it.
Just admit it. You just admit it. You say when guys do it, which means that what has been done. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's different with blood than shit. I would not clean somebody's shit. I'm sorry. I don't care. And plus, I don't date in the butt. I don't prefer in the butt. So, whatever. I don't clean nobody's shit. I'm sorry.
I'm not talking about shit for your kids. I'm talking about period.
That's different. That's different, yeah.
Yeah, that means that you have let a guy do that, right?
Well, they want to. When they wipe it, I make them stop because they wipe too hard. I'm like, stop it. You're not doing it right. Just give it to me, and I'll do it myself.
We got to wrap it up. We got to wrap it up. So should I put on the wrap it up song from Dave Chappelle, girl?
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
This is the one thing I'm going to say about that. And Corey, thank you for this question because it's very important. I think that more people should know more about that because it does happen like that. But with anal sex between guys and whatever happens in that backfield with the guy, you have to be really comfortable with that person in order to do something like that. I'm not saying that you should go fuck somebody that you meet off of Craigslist or some bullshit like that and you sit up there and do that situation. No, you don't know them like that. What I'm saying is that if it's a person that you're into and you're comfortable with doing that to them, you should do it. And that right there makes that person more comfortable, and they don't mind giving up the ass even quicker. Because if you sit there and you play defense, they gonna play defense. That's the one thing I can say about that situation. It's one that happens, and we can't fight it. It's been around as long as we've been around. What the hell can you do?
That's right. So, if you're fucking some dude, you got some shit on your dick, just wipe it off. Go jump in the shower. Y'all fuck in the shower. Fuck it.
That's right.
Don't let nothing crazy like that turn you away. That is a way to sit there and break a lot of barriers with that person. If you're comfortable with that, that's what I'm saying. It's a way to break a lot of barriers. You can sit there and talk about anything. That means that whole relationship that y'all are having in that hour, in those 30 minutes, in some people's cases, that 1 minute, it makes it worthwhile.
Right.
1 minute.
Well, all right, y'all. We really want to thank y'all for listening to us. We got to wrap it up. Last minute of our show. Just hit us up on htownbitches.com. If you click over or hover over our pictures, our emails are over them. If you want to give them out real quick, it's Brian at htownbitches.com, Mimi at htownbitches.com. That's M-I-M-I, or Pooh Bear. That's P-O-O-H-B-E-A-R at htownbitches.com. Thanks for joining us till next time. Peace out, bitches.
Later.
Ciao. Later.
Bitches.